cover the whole bottle of wax, probably 200. We divide it up, which would probably get by with 100, but then we'd have to have a $30,000 maintenance line that covers all the stuff, taking care of it, the toner, the all that that we're currently paying for. But I think we're paying for that individual budget, aren't we? You have a copier in your office, you maintain it, you pay for it.
It's that 120 in there.
120? Okay.
Is that what you think, Rick? We were talking about 160 down, but 100.
And we'll catch it all, but we can limit them to what's needed. But with somewhere, we've got to put a line for 30.
I may not study this.
Well,
do you see 30,000 in the different departments and maintenance?
No, I do not. What I see, however, is the cost of taking care of those machines when you add up the toner, so forth and so on. Absolutely.
So all,
the, all the supplies, everything.
And the paper itself?
Everything but the paper and the staples. It's everything, all of it. We're going to bid that out. Different companies are going to bid on it. We're hoping it's somewhere around 20, by the way. But the outside shot is it's going to be 30, Ron just told me. Which is a considerable savings on what we're currently paying throughout all the departments, or we wouldn't be doing this. But if we put 120 in for equipment, somewhere we got to have a line for maintenance. Would that be in here also, Rick, or is it somewhere else in here? Do we have a machine maintenance line somewhere? In other? We don't have, do we?
Don't think so.
Can we do that? Here we go, equipment expense. We got an equipment expense line up here.
And it could be, could go there.
Let's do that rather than down here. See, we've got two.
Yeah, one's, I think, buying the equipment itself.
Oh, is this, this is prosecutor up here.
No.
I'm sure.
We have special prosecutor, and the only thing we get.
And then we get office expense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we got equipment. Why don't we put it right there? Is that all right?
$30,000 there.
No, it would be $120,000 for the purchase of the
machines out of there, too.
There you go. That's what we're doing. We're buying machines. Is that where you want to put it, or you want to put it down?
I just think they could purchase down below, but you said you needed a place to put $30,000 for maintenance.
Okay, let's put equipment maintenance.
Okay.
And that would be $30,000. I'm with you. All right. That line, Dan, you'll find your number for
that. Yeah, I'll get it on Saturday by that. And by doing that, we should be able to cut $30,000.
Yep. Hopefully, we'll be able to cut
deep. You've got the line. Equipment expense is what it would take to have maintenance on the equipment.
Yeah, but I'll have a number by then.
Oh, but you're going to establish a number for it, and what are you going to put by that line?
$30,000 is what we just put there.
Okay, you're going to put $30,000 there.
Yes.
And then you're going to go over to the other side where the pit, the equipment is purchased.
Yeah, it would probably even look better to put both of them together. But that
I think it's going to do. For you guys, it would be better to leave them separate because it's going to be way up there one year and then way back down if you do it.
I'm talking about the equipment purchase itself.
Oh, yeah, I'm putting close to the equipment.
What did
you put on the equipment line?
120. Then we're going to have 2,836,612. And 1,092,531. Those people have waited since April 2011 for this money. Miscellaneous other, 1,000. I have no idea what that would be, but something.
Should be a zero. If I ever get to where I'm really looking, I will.
Well, if there's something that you buy that we don't have, you need to have a lot.
It usually comes from you guys.
Okay, I didn't put those two in. 36. Mm-hmm.
$7,872,043.
That's what I get to the penny.
That's not surprising.
So you get what, $8 million?
$7,872,043.
We subtract out the flood buyout. That brings us to $3,942,900, which is $600,000 less than what we budgeted there last year. Right, Rick?
Yes, I'm trying to see where the difference is.
Well, there's several big differences. It's $55,000 in contingency. The insurance liability dropped by $100,000. Professional services dropped by $90,000. Other litigation dropped by $50,000 or so.
We also had all the grants that were in there that came back out.
That's true. You're right there. It should be nice to know that that's coming back, but it doesn't sound like it.
I think so, more, but I don't know if it's much.
But when we put it in, we want to make sure it's on the rep
as well. Yes.
All right, let me look up here. What did I do on the other? This could be... That just saved us $600,000 on what I had temporarily budgeted. Right here. Because I had the 4588526. That's now 3942900. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I also got the other figure out, yeah, but I put it in red because it's here and it's in my age.
And where are you compare it to? The requests? Or what? You said save you some money.
What I did is I pulled over what the same was in 2012.
Okay. Yes.
Because there were no salaries. This line was 2012 plus salary increase. Okay. Rick, can you give me a total right now on the different budgets that we've got on what the expenditures are? Total expenditures.
All the ones that are okay or?
No, the whole thing.
Yes.
Your bottom line.
What I can give you is I can give you two different things. Let me tell you why. One of them I have an approved column, which I've been putting always approved in, and the ones that we haven't talked about, I brought over.
That's fine.
The
requests
plus, what I brought over was 2012 plus the raises.
Well, I got that, basically.
It works out.
I've got that.
$20 million.
I've got us down to about two, somewhere around the neighborhood of 2.8.
Was that with commuter or without it?
That's without it. Back on top of what he had in 2012 plus the salary increase adds to that. I think we had it.
what you want to total of, Ron, and I can probably work it out.
I've got a total budget here. I'm just.
What do you got
in my head? Okay, let's run to real quick the last one, the 140 account, the airport.
Okay.
Help me with that for a second. There it is. Because I got two figures, and I need to figure out which is right.
I'm going to say the
most figure we're going to budget here.
So maybe we're going to budget.
Well, the reason I ask. He's got 878,455. And I gave him 587,580,40.
He has a grant coming in. Probably
he won't get in there. I may not have that.
Capital improvements.
Where's his grant?
It will be in capital improvements. It's a grant to improve the runway. I think it's to redo the runway.
All I'm asking for you is you to show me where the rest will
go. It should be 2010.
Right here.
2010 capital improvements. He's requested $350,000 there. I think he told me that the grant would be $340,000. I think I'm actually okay. I'm kind of
familiar. So, is that already in the budget? Revenues? No, it will be different.
Put in two, I think it is. Airport grants, he has $315,000.
Well, my figures are that much further off because that's an add back for me. I'm taking it away from him. And I can't do that.
No, I don't think we want to. I think we want to do that if he grants for that $15,000.
Well, I mean, I agree with 10%. I'm just saying. Let's look at that budget before we're
out. Okay.
It's 140?
Yes.
Salaries. That may be one area that's going to change. He's asking for another increase.
I don't think he's asking for an increase, but I think it can be cut down because I think what we budgeted there in 2012, several people in it, that he's let some of those go or changed them to part time.
Okay, here's my question. When I looked at what this total salary line is here, mm-hmm. it was approved. Mm-hmm. And I had the increases that you gave me. Mm-hmm. I came up with $4,000 more than he's got over here in the right.
And that's because I
thought somebody's left.
I put what was overcome on the right, probably. And I know that there's right now he has himself, Mike Bowman, Kerry Scott. I think maybe David Eisenbach, the only full-time employees. I shouldn't be saying that out loud. Sorry. Those are the ones that are full-time employees. I think that he has some of those others who work part-time. And so, even with the raises that were given in there, let's see what I...
Well, we need to know that so that we can enter this figure on the line. Because again, and I appreciate what you said, I've got 183, 184.
When I did the analysis on the raises, there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people in there. And there were raises given to 6 people in there. But I know that 2 of those were part-time. Because Mark saw that he was not covering, cut down the staff. So.
I
I'm almost positive that two of those people are half-time employees. So let me change. Come up with a total.
See this increase that's in here? That's just his own. That's not even addressing the other employees. Would you turn that off for just a second? If I look at his, I'd do 2%.